Welcome back to Next Chapter News, everyone.
Yes, welcome back.
And especially to our true crime series.
Yes.
It's really a fan favorite.
It is.
Where we take a closer look at some cases that are just
to
continue to puzzle us.
Puzzle us, yeah, exactly.
And today on The Deep Dive, we are focusing on a particularly tragic and still unsolved murder.
Right here in New Hanover County?
Yes, right here at home.
Yeah.
The death of 22-year-old Melquan Hicks Bey.
This case, you know, going back almost 8 years now, is really a powerful reminder of how difficult it can be to achieve justice.
Absolutely.
You know, Melquan's life was cut short back on November 5th, 2017.
Yeah.
And the circumstances surrounding his death really present a complex and frustrating puzzle.
They do. And we've been going through, you know, all the information that we can find on this case.
Yeah.
Trying to piece together exactly what happened.
Right.
And the core details are these. A young father snatched during a home robbery in the pre-dawn hours.
Yeah.
Only to be found shot dead just a few hours later.
Yeah, just a few hours later.
And it's been almost 8 years and still no arrests.
It's a cold case.
It is a cold case. A trail that has gone cold.
Right.
And so our goal in this deep dive is to try to really, you know, understand the sequence of events.
Yeah.
What happened.
Put the pieces together.
The challenges that investigators have faced, and then the questions that continue to just hang over his death.
Absolutely.
So let's start at the beginning. How was Melquan's body discovered?
Well, the morning of November 5th, 2017 brought a really devastating discovery. Melquan Hicks Bey was found in a wooded area off Rock Hill Road.
Okay.
And the reports immediately indicated multiple gunshot wounds.
So right away.
Right away.
Not an accident.
Not an accident. This is, you know, a homicide.
Yeah.
And it really established his death was the result of a very violent act.
Yeah.
And I think what stands out is the deliberate nature of an attack like that.
Of course. Yeah. And this discovery occurred very shortly after an armed robbery was reported.
Yeah.
The timeline here is critical.
Yeah.
Around 3 a.m. that same morning, just a few hours before his body was found, an armed robbery took place at a residence on South 12th Street.
Okay.
And Melquan was abducted from that home during the robbery.
So what's fascinating and deeply concerning is just this extremely narrow time frame
right.
between his abduction and the discovery of his body.
Right.
This suggests a really rapid and brutal chain of events.
Right. It wasn't just a kidnapping.
Right. It wasn't just a kidnapping for, you know, ransom or something like that.
Right.
This was followed very quickly by, you know, a fatal act.
Exactly. And when you consider the geography, the abduction happened on South 12th Street. His body was found off Rock Hill Road.
Right.
That's not exactly just around the corner.
No, that's a distance.
What does that tell us about the people that were responsible?
Yeah. Were they familiar with the area?
Right. Was Rock Hill Road a pre-planned location?
Was this something they had already thought about?
Right.
You know, if we're going to do this, this is where we're going to go.
Thanks.
It definitely suggests a deliberate act and not just a spontaneous crime.
Right. And if we connect that to the bigger picture, the decision to move him some distance to a more isolated location.
Yeah, to a more secluded place.
Definitely points towards a specific intent.
Yeah, beyond the robbery itself.
Right, like they had another objective.
Right, an objective after the robbery.
Right, and maybe it was to ensure he wouldn't be immediately found.
Right.
Or to carry out a planned act in a less visible area.
Right, maybe they had something else in mind.
Yeah.
But the choice of a wooded location really implies an effort to conceal the body.
Right.
To hide what they had done.
Okay, so let's move beyond, you know, the immediate circumstances of his death.
Yeah.
And remember who Melquan Hicks Bey was.
Right. He's more than just a name in a news report or a file in a cold case.
Right. He was a person.
Exactly.
He was a human.
Melquan was a young man, only 22 years old.
Yeah.
And crucially, he was a father. The sheriff's office records note specifically that he left behind two children.
It's just heartbreaking.
It really is.
When you think about it like that.
You know, that simple phrase carries immense weight.
It does, yeah.
It underscores the profound human tragedy at the heart of this unsolved crime. Yeah, and, you know, we have to remember the lasting impact on his family.
Especially those two young children.
Especially his children.
Yeah, it really does bring the weight of this case into sharp focus.
Yeah.
You know, a young life extinguished and now two children without their father.
Yeah. And what's also notable is just the limited amount of publicly available information about his life.
Right.
Leading up to that night.
Right. It makes you wonder, was he the specific target of these robbers?
Right.
for reasons we don't know.
Yeah. Was there something that we're not aware of?
Or was he simply present during the robbery?
Right.
An unintended victim of a crime that tragically escalated.
Yeah. So this raises a critical question about the motive.
Yes. Motive is always so important.
Yeah. Always so important. You know, was Melquin specifically targeted?
Yeah.
By the perpetrators for reasons that haven't been disclosed? Or did his abduction and subsequent murder just arise from the dynamics of the robbery itself?
Yeah. So maybe he was recognized.
Right.
And they decided they had to take him.
Right. Or maybe something occurred during the robbery.
Right.
That led to the fatal decision to abduct and kill him.
Right.
But without more insight into his life
yeah.
and his connections,
yeah.
it's very difficult to determine that primary motive.
Right. And we know that, you know, the investigation was launched by the new Hanover County Sheriff's Office Detective Division.
Of course.
And it seems pretty clear from the early reporting, like that WWAY TV3 piece.
Yeah.
Titled Unsolved, Man's Body Found Hours After Wilmington Kidnapping.
Right.
That they quickly recognized the connection between the robbery and the murder.
Right.
So that must have been a crucial early link.
Indeed. I mean, the close proximity in time.
Right.
And the circumstances surrounding both events strongly suggested a direct link.
Yeah. And I think investigators would have immediately focused their efforts on the robbery.
Yeah.
Understanding that the answers to Melquin's murder likely lay within the details of that earlier crime.
Absolutely. But this is where I think the challenges for investigators really begin to surface.
Yes.
The location where his body was found, that secluded, wooded area.
Right. No immediate witnesses.
Right.
No nearby homes or businesses.
So no one to say, hey, I saw this suspicious car.
Exactly.
Nothing.
And that presents a significant hurdle for any investigation.
Right. Because in a more populated area,
right.
you might have people that saw something or heard something.
Or maybe a security camera.
Right. But this lack of immediate eyewitness accounts makes it way more complex.
Way more complex.
And then there's the question of physical evidence.
Yeah.
We haven't heard about the recovery of shell casings, murder weapon, other forensic details being made public.
Right.
And so it leaves you wondering,
yeah.
was such evidence even scarce to begin with?
Or are they deliberately withholding that information?
Right. Is that part of their strategy?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's certainly possible that the nature of the location,
right.
a wooded area, might have resulted in limited recoverable evidence.
Right, because the environment.
Right, the elements.
Yeah.
You know, things get washed away.
It's decomposed.
Decomposed, exactly.
Yeah.
But as you pointed out, it's also a common practice
yeah.
to keep these specific details confidential to protect the integrity of the case.
Yeah.
And avoid compromising any future leads.
Right. You don't want to tip off the criminals.
Exactly. You don't want to tip them off. Let them know what you know.
Right.
Or any witness testimonies.
So this leads us to the sheriff's office's general silence.
Yeah.
On the specifics of the investigation.
Which is understandable.
It is understandable.
In an active case.
Especially one that has gone cold.
Especially a cold case.
But this lack of information.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it can be incredibly frustrating.
It is for the public. And more importantly, for his family,
right.
who are desperately seeking answers.
Of course.
And, you know, that silence is necessary from an investigative perspective.
Right.
But it undoubtedly amplifies the pain and frustration.
For those who knew and loved him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it creates a void where sometimes speculation just takes over.
Right. Because people want answers.
They do.
When there are no answers, people start coming up with their own.
They try to fill in the gaps.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it leaves the family without the concrete updates they need for closure.
Yeah. And the stark reality is nearly 8 years have passed.
Wow.
And there have been no arrests.
That's a long time.
It is a very long time.
And it speaks volumes about the difficulties of this case.
It really does. Yeah.
You know, it suggests that they have encountered significant obstacles, whether it's a lack of cooperative witnesses,
right.
insufficient physical evidence to identify suspects,
yeah.
or, you know, the perpetrators have just been meticulous in covering their tracks.
Right. They didn't leave anything behind.
They were very careful.
Yeah.
And cold cases often present these unique and complex challenges.
Yeah. And they can take years to overcome.
If solved at all.
If they're solved at all.
Exactly.
And it's important to remember that this case isn't an isolated incident.
Right.
We know from the information we have that it's one of 11 unsolved homicides.
In New Hanover County.
Yeah, some going back decades.
Decades.
Yeah, so that really gives us a broader context.
It does.
For the difficulties that law enforcement faces.
They face a lot of obstacles.
Yeah.
And, you know, that statistic illustrates a challenge faced by many communities.
It does, yeah.
Unsolved homicides leave a deep wound.
Yeah.
Not only for the victim's family.
Of course.
But for the community as a whole.
Yeah. It's like a stain.
It is.
That doesn't go away.
It doesn't go away.
Yeah. And these cases really underscore that lengthy and complex process of seeking justice.
Absolutely.
Especially when time has elapsed.
Especially when so much time has elapsed.
Yeah. And given the limited official details.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost inevitable that theories and speculation are going to emerge.
Of course.
One possibility that comes to mind is that the robbery itself wasn't the primary motive.
Right.
That it was a cover for a targeted attack on Melquan.
It's a compelling theory.
It is.
And the progression of events certainly lends itself to that interpretation.
It does.
Why abduct someone in the midst of a robbery?
Right.
Unless there was a specific reason to take them away from the scene.
Right. And maybe they didn't want to
injure
anyone else.
Or have any other witnesses.
Right.
But it does suggest that he may have been the intended target.
Right.
And the robbery was just a means to an end.
Right.
However, it's also important to keep other possibilities in mind.
Right. And that's what we're trying to do.
Exactly.
Just stay objective.
Right.
And look at every angle.
Look at all the possibilities.
And so there's the alternative perspective that he was an unintended casualty.
Right. Maybe something went wrong during the robbery.
Maybe he resisted.
Right.
Or the decision to abduct him was a spur of the moment choice.
Right. A heat of the moment decision.
Yeah. That tragically culminated in his death.
Exactly.
And the fact that they transported him to a wooded dump site really points towards a degree of premeditation.
Right.
And as we discussed earlier, likely some familiarity with that area.
He knew where they were going.
Right. It wasn't a random location.
Right.
They picked that spot for a reason.
For a specific reason.
Yeah. And it suggests that they wanted to dispose of the body
right. In
a place where it might not be found immediately.
Yes. The selection of a secluded location like that
strongly
indicates they had a plan to conceal the body.
Yes.
And reduce the likelihood of detection.
Yes.
And this suggests a level of forethought that goes beyond just an impulsive act.
Right.
It points towards a calculated and deliberate sequence of actions.
Right. So we've also seen reports in the local media, including the Wilmington Star News, detailing, you know, community whispers.
Yeah.
Rumors surrounding the case.
Right.
And they often involve speculation about gang activity or drug-related disputes.
Right.
You know, these are unfortunately common threads.
Right. They're common in a lot of unsolved murders.
Yeah. And urban homicides.
Yeah.
But it's crucial to remember that these are just unconfirmed rumors.
Right. Just speculation.
Speculation, yes. Circulating in the community.
And it's vital to emphasize that these remain unverified theories.
Right.
While it's true that gang activity and drug-related issues can be factors, unfortunately.
Yeah.
There's no publicly substantiated evidence to definitively connect them.
To this case.
To this case, to Melquan's murder.
Right.
The sheriff's office hasn't endorsed any particular motive.
Right.
And these whispers should be viewed with caution.
Right. And when you try to piece together who might be responsible.
Yeah.
We're still faced with a very vague description. Multiple robbers.
Right.
After nearly 8 years, that's not a lot to go on.
No, it's
for investigators or the public.
And the lack of a more specific description significantly hinders the investigation.
It does.
It suggests that either the victims,
the people that were there,
right, the people that were present during the robbery,
yeah,
were unable to provide detailed descriptions,
right,
or those descriptions haven't yet led to any viable leads.
Right.
And, you know, the passage of time also makes witness recall more challenging.
It does. Yeah. Memories fade.
Memories fade. Exactly.
And all of this brings us to the truly devastating human cost of this unsolved crime.
Absolutely.
Melquan's family, his mother, his siblings.
His children. Yeah.
They're left living with this ongoing pain, this profound lack of closure.
Day after day, year after year.
It's just unimaginable.
It really is. I mean, the emotional burden on his family.
It's got to be overwhelming.
It's got to be unimaginable.
Yeah.
The uncertainty and the absence of answers can be as damaging as the initial loss.
Yeah. They deserve to know the truth.
They do.
About what happened to their loved one.
Absolutely.
And to see justice finally served.
Right. And the ongoing nature of this unsolved case
just prolongs their suffering.
It prolongs their suffering. It makes it that much worse.
And we know that the new Hanover County Sheriff's Office continues to actively seek any information that might help them break this case open.
Yes, they do.
They've provided a dedicated contact number, 910-798-4260.
So if anyone listening has any information, please contact them.
Even if you think it's insignificant.
Even if you think it's small.
It could be a piece of the puzzle.
It could be.
That they need.
Absolutely.
And they want to assure anyone with information that tips can be provided anonymously.
You don't have to give your name.
You don't have to give your
name. You don't want to know who you are.
You don't even have to call.
You can email.
Yeah, you can email.
And that one piece of information, no matter how small it might seem, could be the key to solving this.
It could be. Absolutely.
You know, the willingness of even one individual to come forward, regardless of how insignificant it may seem to them, could be the critical piece.
I'd break the whole thing open.
That unlocks this puzzle.
Absolutely.
And that promise of anonymity can help alleviate any fears.
Absolutely.
Encourage people to share what they know.
Because people are afraid.
Of course they are.
Retaliation.
Right.
And sadly.
Yeah.
There are often significant barriers in these kinds of cases.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned the fear of retaliation.
Right.
Lack of trust in law enforcement.
Especially in certain communities.
Absolutely.
These are complex social issues.
They are.
That contribute to the silence.
Unfortunately, they do.
Surrounding unsolved crimes.
And building trust.
Yes.
Between law enforcement and the communities.
Is essential.
It's absolutely essential.
Yeah. To overcoming these barriers.
And encouraging that cooperation.
Yeah. And sadly,
yeah,
Melquan's case fits into a larger pattern.
It does.
Of unsolved homicides in this region.
In this region, yeah.
The killings of Rosemarie Millette in 2001 and Frank Brown in 2002 are other examples of cases
where justice has remained elusive
for years. And it paints a really sobering picture.
It does.
Of the challenges in bringing closure
to these violent crimes and these older unsolved cases serve as a stark reminder of the lasting impact
of tragedy.
Of these tragedies.
Yeah.
And the persistent need for justice even decades later.
Right. Each one of these cases represents a life.
A life that was lost.
That was lost. And a family.
Searching for answers.
Searching for answers.
Accountability.
Accountability.
Yeah.
So as of today, March 15, 2025, the murder of Melquan Hicks Bay remains unsolved.
Sadly, it does.
Yeah. But the new Hanover County Sheriff's Office says that they're still actively reviewing leads.
Any leads that come in.
They come in, and there's always the hope.
There's always hope.
That advancements in technology or a change in someone's willingness to speak out could lead to a breakthrough.
It could.
And the ongoing review of any potential leads, combined with the evolving capabilities of forensic technology, really does offer a glimmer of hope.
A glimmer of hope.
Yeah, and that wooded area off Rock Hill Road where his body was found.
Yeah.
It stands as a silent reminder.
It does.
Of this unresolved crime.
It's a haunting reminder.
It is a haunting reminder.
Yeah.
And, you know, Melquan's story, as tragic and frustrating as it is, really feels like a call to action.
It does.
Especially for those of you who follow true crime and advocate for justice.
Right. This isn't just another story on a website.
This is a real life.
This is a real person.
A real life cut short.
A real life cut short and a family grappling with grief.
Yeah. And so as you reflect on the details of Melquan's case, the violence, the unanswered questions, the years of silence, what does it tell you about justice?
What does it tell you about justice?
What does it tell you about the impact of unsolved crimes on families and communities?
And what does it tell you about our responsibility to seek justice for those who have been silenced?
It's a heavy thought to end on, but a crucial one.
A crucial one.
To consider.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us on The Deep Dive.
Yes, thank you.
And we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
On Next Chapter News.
Bye.